from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Stop doing it. They're not contenders with the rust we saw this weekend. It was 5 series. It was his first game action since he got benched by Denver at the end of last year. That's Dan Orlovsky. I love Dan. I think he's a super smart guy. But it's just reading way too much into the preseason. Does he think Bo Nix now is going to be some combination thereof of Joe Burrow and Tom Brady because of how flawless he was last night for Denver?
My fantasy team that I drafted him to hope so.
Yeah, I mean, I'm seeing the same thing. Drake May now needs to be the Patriots starting quarterback based on what he did in 2 series for New England. We've lived this. It's like...
You're like a guy discovering a band that everybody else has known about for a while, and you're like getting into all their hits, and the band's name is The Preseason Doesn't Matter.
But hold on a second. No, it's not, because these people who are smart people are falling for this.
Wait, you don't think that part of this is Orlovsky is a football film analysis guy and they are looking to fill up a lot of programming time with
takes? Well, he should say, hold on, your take can be, it was so little, it was his first game in a very long time, he deserves a shot to lose the job. He deserves a shot to show that he can still play.
Is that a sexy take? Is that a provocative take?
That's my take right now. I hope our ratings don't plummet because of it. That's mine. I'd like to make a lot of money and do big ratings, and that's going to be my take on this.
What do you mean, would like to?
I find it laughable and farcical that so many people think that because of what happened in the first half of Saturday's game, want to just already send Russell Wilson to the...
glue factory.
To the glue factory is a, yes. Is that where horses go when they're dead? They go to the glue factory.
Yes.
They want to send him. I don't even know how they crush the horse down to make glue. It's disgusting to think about. But yeah, that's what's going on.
Crush it down, just squeeze it so much.
I don't know how they do
it,
Chris. I'm not exactly sure how they take horses and turn them into glue. It's a disgusting visual that's in my head right now. But I didn't really see anything that I liked from Russell Wilson other than that one throw to George Pickens. But it's August football. I saw tons of things I liked from Kenny Pickett and Jalen Warren. And
hold on. I got to retweet this one right now. Kenny Pickett wins the prestigious 2023 NFL preseason MVP award. We got that one from you.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not doing that again. Here's something that... Okay, so here is... what I will at least give some mind to and credence to, and it has less to do with what we watched on Saturday and more to do how their time in Denver and Chicago ended. Warren Sharp, Sharp Football on Twitter, massive following. He was on the show on the show Friday. He tweeted this out. Some thoughts on Steelers starting quarterback. That was some awful football by both. There is no winner of the Steelers QB battle. The preseason will mercifully end and someone will start week one. He'll probably get benched by October. There's a reason both quarterbacks are basically free sometimes. You get what you pay for. Now, I don't like basing it on the awful football that they both played, but the fact that one guy got benched and the other guy got traded for a six-round pick, if you're telling me that there is a intelligent argument to be made that neither one of them are going to succeed as Steelers quarterbacks, and that's why that there was not a huge demand for either one, I get that. Like, that has to factor into, that has to at least be in the back of Steelers fans' minds. Why did Sean Payton, who's very smart with quarterbacks, why could he not wait to move on from Russell Wilson and still have that gigantic cap hit on his roster? Why did the Bears, I understand why they picked Caleb Williams over Justin Fields, but you're telling me the best they could do for him is a six-round pick?
Well, that's the part of it with the Bears that's much more relevant. They presumably shopped him around, and while you would think it undercuts their leverage that everyone knows they're going to trade him, it's a quarterback. And if other teams really like the guy, you're going to get a bidding war. If he was, let me put it this way, if somehow people thought he was truly just a product of the Bears screwing up, and otherwise the Bears would have stayed with him if they couldn't draft Williams, etc., right? There would have been a team, I think, that would have ended up paying close to a first-round pick for him, even with 4 years of established play out there, because they would have felt like it was worth the risk. The fact that the Steelers sound like they were bidding against themselves just about for Justin Fields, not a great reflection of how he's perceived around the league. But Warren, while being very smart, is also doing the same thing Orlovsky's doing. He's firing off takes left and right about preseason games. That's what he does.
Do you think overall, though, that it's right that the Steelers do not have a good quarterback on their roster right now?
I think Russell Wilson can be an above-average quarterback for them, even good. But I don't think right this second any of them are playing like one, no. The problem with Russ, like, nothing has changed my thoughts, though. They're going to have to try to get more over the middle out of Russ than he's given recently, and they're going to have to hit big plays with
him. But I'll even do the exact opposite of what happened with Kenny Pickett last year. Who did the Steelers play in the second preseason game?
Last year,
Bills? Donnie?
Was it Bills or Falcons? Was it Falcons? It was Jag? I thought it was like Falcons.
It's a rhetorical question.
No, I thought it was the Bills.
I know the answer. I was just trying to get Donnie in on the conversation. It was the Bills.
Sorry, Donnie.
How did Josh Allen look in that game?
Nothing special.
He looked bad. So, I mean, I looked at, and I made the same mistake. I looked at that game and I'm like, man, Buffalo's offensive line looks like it sucks. I'm not convinced that I think they're taking a step backwards this year. Just making ridiculous conclusions and opinions based on preseason games. That's why I'm so surprised. What?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I can't sit silently by here. It is just deeply funny to have watched you boomerang this immensely. And you admitted you were turning over a new leaf.
I touched the stove and I got burnt, man. I
mean, but it's funny to hear somebody who touched the stove and got burnt act like they were a stove-touching expert all along.
But I'm the best expert. Why do you think these...
Pain is the best teacher?
No, but not only that, but why do you think these government agencies, if we're going to figure out how to stop the hackers, we need to hire a hacker. If we're going to figure out how to
stop the preseason overreactors, we've got to hire one.
Right.
Who better to hear it from than a Kenny Pickett MVP Hall of Fame trade?
Who's going to know how to stop the cat burglars better than the former cat burglar himself?
Very profound.
When
you put it that way, it's much better.
That's how I feel about this.
So you're trying to sound the alarms in the opposite direction.
I'm watching people make the same mistakes about the Steelers that I did last year. The same ones. Where people turned off that game Saturday night and the majority of them said, you now have to start Justin Fields because Russell Wilson did almost nothing and Fields didn't play a perfect game, but we saw electricity. We saw him move so well. We saw him run the read option stuff. Fans thinking about, well, if you put him in this Arthur Smith offense where he's always had mobile quarterbacks, whether it's Ryan Tannehill or Marcus Mariota, this is the guy that fits what they want to do better. And eventually that might be right.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as I see it, I've got two quarterbacks that are iffy on what they're going to turn into and what they're going to be. And because I don't have a guy that's an obvious, you can count on him to put up these numbers and be this good and be solid and give your team a chance to win, I want to try both. I want to give both a shot. And I think by doing that, you have to start with Russell Wilson. You have to let him be the guy that has the first, he gets up to the first tee and takes the first swing. I think you have to do it that way. Like, if you pushed me on it, I would say there's a better chance Justin Fields becomes the Steelers franchise quarterback than Russell Wilson.
But you can't do it in the reverse order because of the way you set it up.
And I don't say that, though, with any amount of, like, real conviction
or
confidence.
You say it with very little, it sounds like, conviction or confidence. I think Wilson has enough of a career dossier that you owe it to him, and for all the other reasons you named here, to at least give him a chance. The thing about Orlovsky's analysis, to go back to that I thought was so odd, given that Dan played the position and understands, like, the value of reps, is that Wilson, for whether the Steelers jaked it this way because they really wanted to take a long look at Fields, you know, trying to figure out a contract for him maybe for next year, or because it really maybe hurt him. And I think it's the former, because I had people who were covering those practices tell me he looked healthier than they were kind of indicating he did. Whatever the reason, virtually no reps. An offensive line that looked terrible. And I've even admitted Broderick Jones just looked awful. Wondering if he's hurt or not.
That's the other part of it. I mean, how much real analysis of Wilson can you even do with the way the line played in front of him?
Honestly, none. How many actual long, like, he went 8 for 10, I think, for like 40-some-odd yards, 47
yards. Do you think Patrick Mahomes would have done well with that offense? Neither do I.
Because he was getting snowed under on some of those plays before he had a chance to even finish his drop. So no one's going to look good there. Fields wouldn't have looked good there either. There were plays that Rousseau was blowing up so quickly, and Ed Oliver was doing it interior too. Those plays are getting blown up so quickly. When the quarterback's under assault when he's under in his 3 or 5 step drop, that play's not going to work. It's just, it doesn't matter who you have back there. I'm so cynical about it because I've never been a preseason matters guy. Just to see all of these people who I do think know better, I think in the name of just we are pumping out content to you 24/7 for every team, we're trying to serve everybody, overreacting to stuff. I don't think the Steelers are going to be a great offense this year. That is my, like, general read on them. But I certainly don't think my opinion is going to change because of a half of preseason football or 3/4 of preseason football.
Here's Shannon Sharp on his very popular Nightcap show, which has over a million followers on YouTube. Shannon Sharp, who I thought was wretched on the NFL Today when he was working for CBS back in the day after he retired from football.
Yes.
But has this second act here where his status is just blown up. He's just massive on YouTube. He's on ESPN now. He does the show with Chad Ochocinco. Here's his analysis of the Steelers quarterbacks.
The thing is that you see both of them make throws in practice. Fields is playing unbelievable. Russell is making great throws.
Right.
And then come game time, it's just like, damn, did y'all even practice? It was bad. I was a Steelers fan growing up, but just looking at it, I don't want to say they're going to be 2-15, but boy, they got to improve offensively, man. They got to.
It was that bad?
It was bad.
Do you agree that the reason why we haven't seen anything with the gimmicky kickoff so far is because the coaches don't want to show it?
Yes.
I think the same thing applies to offenses in the preseason.
There are a couple teams that have been running their, apparently, from what I've been reading, running their real offenses. I don't think the Steelers are even close to one of them. I don't. I think they're running vanilla garbage just to get through the preseason. Like, that's why, the reason why I actually put a little stock or I'm a little alarmed by how bad Jones was is because the one thing I do think you can evaluate in the preseason when you know that the scheme isn't very detailed on either side is, are you just winning your one-on-one matchup?
Right. Like,
are you blocking the man in front of you?
Or
if you're on
that
defense, are you beating the man in front of you? Very basic stuff. And so when guys lose those battles, I put stock in that. But
I honestly think
I don't think they're running anything complicated.
I think some of this has to go back. I think some of this comes back to what we lived with Roethlisberger. I think Ben was just not well-liked by the national media. And he did damage to his own standing, his own public persona with what he was alleged to have done, what he was accused to have done. And he obviously, too, was like very brutally honest and would blame people for losing games or for interceptions and things like that. And especially with the ex-player community who didn't play quarterback, I think that rubbed a lot of people the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
It is very obvious to me that for completely different reasons, the same thing has happened to Russell Wilson.
I think guys don't feel like he's an authentic person.
Yes, and even though he is probably a Hall of Famer, he gets zero benefit of the doubt, including former quarterbacks who are just like, nope, he's washed, he's lost his fastball, get him the hell out of there, go with the 24-year-old who isn't really that great of a passing quarterback, but at least has incredible wheels and legs and can try to win you games.
Well, Fields
that way
is also well-regarded by people, like as far as what kind of a teammate he is.
True.
You didn't hear a single word about that in Chicago, that
no,
he was
DJ
a bad
Moore
guy.
No, DJ Moore called him his quarterback and was like disappointed that they got
correct
rid of him for
so I do think,
Caleb Williams.
I do think Russ gets the opposite of benefit of the doubt, because I think he is seen as something that's almost like the cardinal sin. He is seen as just inauthentic by a lot of like former players. Sherman never liked him. Those Seahawks Legion of Boom guys were never big fans of his. They felt like he was along for the ride. They felt like he cost them indirectly in a way another Super Bowl because he and Pete Carroll wanted to make it about him instead of just give the ball to Marshawn Lynch, win Super Bowl.
I think he can be corny and good. I know that's obviously a position where you want a leader and everyone follows that guy. And if he's first in, first out, then it sets a tone and a standard throughout your organization and a work ethic for your team. But at the end of the day, I just want Russell Wilson to be an effective quarterback. And if he wants to be a cheese ball with everything else, who cares?
Well, it also shouldn't affect the analysis of the player.
But my point is, I think it does.
No, I know
just
it
like
does.
Just like it did with Ben.
I know it does. And I think it's in his case just a remarkably quick snap to this is our judgment on the player here. It's just in warp speed. So Dan Orlovsky, and I'll go back and say one more thing. Dan Orlovsky's, he posted the video, like a 3-minute cut-up. His main contention for why Wilson looked like a bum and Fields should start was a 4-yard out to Van Jefferson, a completed pass, that he literally just said, yeah, but if Wilson had looked off the defender here and thrown it over the middle, he would have gotten 6 yards.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.